I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. A livestock traceability summit taking place at the end of the month in Denver will consider the importance of traceability as an aspect of biosecurity, and an update on the USDA Animal Disease Traceability Program will be on the agenda. Individual producers are getting valuable advice on what to do right now. USDA Radio spoke with Ray Massey at the University of Missouri. He says it's important for livestock producers to have a written response plan when a disease outbreak does happen.
There needs to be this written plan of how to keep it from happening, and then if it does happen, how do I control it or deal with it? The key thing is not just that you have it in writing and that you have these contingencies, this flexibility, but that you share it with different people that are going to be involved in it. Prepare the plan and then share it with the banker saying, hey, I have an idea of how to get through this, but I need essentially a promissory note or a line of credit in case this happens that you're aware of it, so that he knows what the expenses are likely to be and how long you're likely to be needing a line of credit.
The National Institute for Animal Agriculture and the U.S. Animal Health Association will co-host the 2017 Strategy Forum on Livestock Traceability September 26 and 27 in Denver. Other agenda issues include implications of traceability for livestock used for rodeo, fairs, and exhibitions, and how the Canadian Traceability Program operates.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.